4. Good causes receive more than £6,000. Grants worth more than £6,000 have been given to good causes by Newton Abbott Town Council. Beneficiaries include Space Youth Service, Newton Abbott Seed Library, Green Futures Newton Abbott Youth Football Club and Home Start Teambridge. The grants handed out at the Council's Finance and Audit Committee meeting ranged in size from £300 to £2,000, with the total amount coming in at £6,146. One of the beneficiaries, Andrew Rothery of Green Futures Newton Abbott, said his group's £850 financial boost would help fund a town-wide pesticides amnesty following a successful trial run in Bradley Barton. He praised the Town Council's stance on environmental matters, citing its appointment of a Green Spaces Officer, the ban on pesticides for weed control, and its climate emergency declaration. He said, "It really puts Newton Abbott one on the map as an eco-town. Newton Abbott is a leading council in the UK." Committee Chair and former Mayor Councillor David Corney Walker explained an interest in environmental matters because, as a beekeeper, he was deeply concerned about the decline in insect numbers, particularly pollinators. He said, "An insect-free future is no future at all. We are very aware that the money we are awarding is council taxpayers' money, and it is our absolute responsibility to ensure it is invested wisely in our community."
Tynmouth is seeking World War II VJ stories. The search is on for people in Tynmouth with direct links to Japan's part in the Second World War in advance of VJ Day commemorations on August the 15th. Tynmouth Town Council is set to host a cream tea at Bitten House on the day, but with spaces limited to 60, members want to ensure that some seats are available for those whose families had close ties with Japan in 1945. Councillor Vanda Rudge volunteers at the Alice Cross Centre, where contact with colleagues has revealed hidden stories about the conflict. She explained, "I spoke to one colleague whose father had been a POW in Chiang Mai and another whose father had actually liberated the camp. It seems such a strange chain of events that I wanted to find out who else out there locally with similar stories, as we hear a lot about the main events of World War II, but not much about VJ Day, as it's often overlooked. The main part of the celebration of VE Day for me is that my father was a Polish POW who was repatriated to this country. So if it hadn't been for VE Day and liberation by the Allied forces, I wouldn't be here. I'd just like to think that people with similar stories relating to VJ Day can be offered the chance to join us for a special day on Friday the 15th of August."
Boatyard redevelopment plans backed by council. Councillors in Tynmouth have thrown their weight behind a scheme to redevelop the Riverside Boatyard site on Bishop Stainton Road. The project, proposed by Tynmouth Maritime Properties Limited, TMP, would keep marine activities at its heart, but existing buildings and structures would be demolished and replaced with a mix of new homes, beach hut, holiday accommodation, industrial units, offices and community space. Contaminated soil from the gasworks that once occupied the site would be contained within a specially constructed bund, preventing pollution of the adjacent River Teen. All dwellings would be constructed on stilts to avoid flooding, and the materials used chosen to withstand the tidal environment. 2 years ago, a bid to develop the site was thrown out by Teignmouth Council on several grounds, including design and lack of information. Now TMP has said that extensive consultation with district planning officers, objectors, community groups and others had overcome the concerns. At a meeting of Tynmouth Town Council's Planning Committee, members voted unanimously not to oppose the scheme. Formerly a gasworks, the boatyard was acquired by TMP in 2018 and currently provides boat storage, mooring, maintenance servicing and repairs. Chairman Councillor Dan Comer said, "This really tidies up the site. I do think it will be good for the town. It's not used to its full potential at the moment."
School gets go-ahead to extend nursery. A Newton Abbott Primary School's plans to provide a dedicated nursery facility by extending an existing building has been approved by planners. 250095/full sought permission to demolish the existing PE store at Walborough Church of England Nursery and Primary School and extend the Rundle Room building to provide a dedicated nursery facility, including raised deck play area, canopy and associated external work. And Teignmouth District Council granted planning permission on July the 18th, giving the school the green light to move forward with its development. Work must start within 3 years of the permission being granted. It comes as Walborough was among five Devon schools to receive awards from the Department for Education's school-based nursery capital grant.
The number of people reported missing in 2024. More than 7,000 people reported missing to police last year, a Freedom of Information request has shown. Last year, a total of 7,079 people were reported missing to Devon and Cornwall Police. The vast majority, some 7,057, were found alive and well. Unfortunately, 19 were found deceased, with three people remaining missing. There were over 1,000 more missing person reports in 2024 than in 2023. In 2023, 5,900 people were reported missing, with 587,000 being found alive and well, 24 deceased and three people remaining missing. Certain people are more at risk of going missing than others. This may be due to their situation, for example, children or young people in care, somebody suffering with dementia, someone suffering from mental health issues, and members of the armed forces.
Witnesses sought after assault on teen. A 13-year-old has been left with injuries to his face after being assaulted by a group of teenagers on Saturday, 19th of July, during Chedley Carnival. Police are appealing for witnesses after the teenager was assaulted in the multi-use game area in the town. This was the day of the Chedley Carnival, and we believe the area was busy at the time, says a spokesperson for Devon and Cornwall Police. The incident in which the young person sustained facial injuries happened just before 7 p.m. on the 19th of July. The victim was surrounded by a group of young people of a similar age and assaulted, sustaining actual bodily harm. Anyone with information is asked to make contact via the Devon and Cornwall Police website or by calling 101.